and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Ever feel trapped? I mean, more specifically, a dream that you feel God has given you is confined by your circumstances, and you feel frustration, fear, discontent, and anger? Grammy, Dove, and Stellar Award winner Billy Dorsey knows how you feel. Billy and his friends, Diane Krall Romero, Eric Romero, and Benny Malone, join us today to share how Christ has made a difference in their lives and in their ministry. We remind you, the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show, well, it's to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. My friend, yeah, we talk about being trapped, but how do you get free? How do you find hope in the midst of confinement? Through Jesus Christ. Through Christ, who loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, you may feel like your back is against the wall. There are so many obstacles before you, you are overwhelmed. There is always hope in Jesus. Will you turn to him? Will you come just as you are and open your heart to Jesus and receive him as your Savior and Lord? That's our hope and our prayer. And my friend, you might already know the Lord, and as you're growing in the Lord, maybe there are some stumbling blocks along the way. Well, the Lord has sent Billy and company, Billy and his team, to lift you up today. Listen to this recent feature on Billy Dorsey, and I'll be back with a few words.
Now, KTBS 3 News continues.
A local man is now working for one of the largest churches in America and selling a lot of music, too.
His name is Billy Dorsey. His hometown is Houghton, Louisiana, and he is the subject of tonight's A Promise of Hope.
When Billy Dorsey sings those words, "Nothing shall be impossible," he does it with conviction. Billy knows miracles really do happen. Let me take you back just a few years. Billy Dorsey grew up in Houghton, Louisiana, with a passion for Jesus and a love for music. He forms a band, has some early success, then life spirals down. He ends up living in a rundown music studio in Houston, sometimes locked in for days by a drug-addicted producer.
And when he was out doing whatever he was doing, there was no way for me to reach him, so I was literally trapped inside this building with burglar bars. At night, when I would try to go to sleep, there were rats in the studio that would eat the food, and it was a horrible situation. As clearly as you hear my voice, I said, "God, why am I going through this?" And as clearly as you hear my voice, God said to me, "I want you to pay attention to every detail of what you're going through, because one day I'm going to bless you to be successful. I'm going to take these trials and I'm going to make them your testimony."
A few months later, a California producer sees Billy's music on YouTube.
He sent an email that said a few words and said, "Love your music, let's build." And within 3 months, we were in Beverly Hills working on songs for all kind of famous people.
And the Grammy goes to?
Time passes, the blessings continue. An album Billy helps write and produce wins a Dove, a Stella, and a Grammy. And the hits just keep coming.
I've now got 4 number one albums. I believe I had 2 when we did our first interview. About to be 5 with Give You Jesus. Got a partnership now with ChristianMingle.com, which is the largest dating website in the world. I am basically a spokesperson for them. They partnered with me for the launch of the new song.
The next time you tell somebody, I give you my heart, I give you my love, I want you to...
And Billy has a new partner, the most famous preacher in America. Joel Osteen has Billy leading outreach worship for Lakewood Church. And in May, he debuted his hit single, Give Me Jesus, in front of thousands of Lakewood faithful. Pastor Joel says Billy is the symbol of what he preaches every Sunday morning.
Listen, this is a new day. Can't do anything about the past, but we can do something.
I believe in Billy because of what he came through, what he stands for, his heart to help other people, and his desire to not get stuck where he was. But he continues to rise higher and bless others, and that's what our ministry is about, and that's what Billy's about.
So, when Billy Dorsey sings, "Nothing is impossible," he really believes it. Billy knows from whom all his blessings flow.
He remembered me when I was lost. He remembered me when I was homeless. He remembered me when I didn't have anything and I cried out to him. He answered me and he's kept every promise. I want everybody that knows my name to know his name. I want them to see him when they see me, and I want them to understand that he's faithful and that if he's done these things for me, he'll do it for them too.
Faithful, faithful, faithful to Billy, my friend, faithful to you. Billy Dorsey, Eric Romero, and Benny Malone, welcome to our show.
Miss Danny,
thank you for having us. Yes, thank you.
Billy, what are the main lessons the Lord taught you up to this point in your life?
The main lessons that the Lord has taught me up to this point in my life, I would say... The main lessons that I've learned up to this point are, number one, no matter how good of a plan you've concocted for your own life, God has a plan that is not going to go in alignment with the way you thought your life was going to go, but it will be so much more. It will cause you to grow in ways that you didn't know you would grow or even needed to grow, and the end result will be so much more enriching than whatever it was that you had envisioned originally for your life. That's lesson one. And number two, I've learned that while we tend to think in terms of our own accomplishments, while we tend to think in terms of the things that we want to see our lives become, or we want to make this much money or earn that or win this, the only things, the Bible says, the only thing that matters are only what you do for Jesus Christ will last. And to that end, I understand more the lesson of legacy. And my team would probably acknowledge that that's something that they've heard me say quite a bit. Because we can chase after so many things in our dreams and our goals for ourselves. But I believe that we walk in our true purpose and in God's true anointing for our lives when we start to look outwardly to bless his people instead of just seeking to advance our own goals.
Hmm. How did you meet? How did your team come together? Eric, Benny, the rest?
Well, I'll let Mom Benny start that one off. She would be the catalyst for that discussion.
Okay.
How did we meet?
Yes, how did we meet? My husband was killed in 2005 by my son, who was severely mentally ill and was having a psychotic episode. He attacked me, and my husband came to my rescue, and in the course of that struggle, he was killed. So about 10 years later, I'll just leave a whole lot of the story out for now, I awoke in the middle of the night with a poem right in my head that had to come out. It was literally completely written in my head. So I wrote it down on my bedside table and went back to sleep. When I woke up in the morning, I looked at it. And yes, there it was. It really was there. I read it. It had a title. It was called My Broken Wings. And in one page, it pretty much told my story of 22 years, our journey with my son's mental illness. And I kept that poem to myself for a couple of years, but I loved it. And I decided if I had it as a song, I could hear it more and see it more and feel it more than just having to go look on the refrigerator and read it. So I approached Billy, whom I had met through NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. I'd learned he was a record producer. I had no knowledge of music at all. And I just went up to him one day and I said, "Do you do music?" He said, "Yes, I do music." And I said, "I mean, really, music, you know, music." And he laughed. He said, "Yes, I do music." So I told him about my poem. He said, "Send it to him." And I did. I was very nervous and scared about approaching him. He seemed, you know, very talented and smart and powerful at the moment for me. And I didn't feel that way. And I hadn't felt that way for a very long time. So the next day he said, "Oh, gosh, we got to talk. This is great." Where my expectation had been that maybe he'll call me in 4 months and he'll say, "Oh, that was really a sweet poem, but there's not much I can do with it. But thank you for sharing." So that's how we started. I sat down with Billy at his office, Starbucks. in West Houston.
Hey, that's the virtual office for all of us.
It was wonderful.
You better know it, Danny. That is our office.
We've been there many times. And then eventually, Diane and I were friends also through NAMI because I had written a book prior to the poem. And the name of the book is Psychotic Rage, a true story of mental illness, murder, and reconciliation. So Diane was sort of a confidant for me and a consultant, and she assured me I wasn't crazy to move forward with making an album with Billy. And in fact, she had some ideas too, so we both met. And that's how we got started. We sat down, talked with Billy Dorsey, that came up with the idea of 21 songs, one being My Broken Wings that I had written, 10 songs written by her son, and 10 songs written by my son when they were young men, just beginning to experience the severe symptoms of mental illness. So a lot of their writing really showcased what goes on in the mind of a young person who is beginning to struggle. And so that's where we are today. We're the Broken Wings Project.
When was that, Denny?
This is about, March 2017?
Yeah, that's right.
That's sort of our birth date.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We started the album in March.
Mm-hmm. It is still 2017.
Yes, it is 2017.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, we definitely hit crunch time over the last few months and locked in to get it done.
May I say God's on a roll?
Oh, yeah, yes. God is on a roll.
We would agree with that. And it's been his power and strength that has gotten us through the roll because it's been pretty consistently busy since we got started.
Is the website yourwordproject.org? Is that
no? That is the website that I actually use. That there's a project that I created prior to us forming the Broken Wings Project. Okay. That is a global Bible translation and music project that I oversee alongside the United Bible Society. So, yourwordproject.org is the website for that project. Mm-hmm. And as I was talking about taking the focus off of ourselves and putting it on legacy, mm-hmm. I actually stopped adding to and promoting my own website. Mm-hmm. And have all of my bio and all of my personal information there because I wanted, instead of people to come looking for me, mm-hmm. I wanted them to be able to go look for something that would be influential to the kingdom.
Yeah.
So I use that as my website because it helps to promote that project, which raises money to fund Bible translations around the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
And sort of connect with this, is there any website connecting with My Broken Wings?
We're working
on
it.
Or is it on there?
We're working on the website now. It actually is the brokenwingsproject.com.
Right, correct.
Okay. And we'll have that up within the next week or so. We're here in Hawaii for the next week. So when we get back home and can sit down with the developers, we'll map out. Because there's so many things that we see as opportunities to impact lives through the site. And the functionality of that is going to be very important. So we didn't just want to throw something up there. We want it to be right when it goes up. So it will be the brokenwingsproject.com, and we'll make sure we let you guys know when the website goes live.
The brokenwingsproject.com, that's where you go ahead and find out more.
Yeah, for now, people can go to our Facebook page, which they also can find at the Broken Wings Project. We post all of our updates there, the music videos from the first two singles, which I was blessed to direct for the project, links to buy the album, and our story. Is all found for now on our Facebook page, and once the website is up, we'll transpose everything there.
Billy Dorsey, Eric Romero, yeah, and Benny Malone. When we come back, more, as you can tell, hearing the backstory of how this project emerged. You can see the fingerprints of God.
Amen.
You can see his wonderfully nimble fingers working through the tapestry of lives, lives that have been broken, lives that are left in shards, and yet God pulls the pieces of glass together to make a beautiful quilt that is in creation right now. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
A Grammy Dove and Stella Award-winning producer Billy Dorsey is more than a musician. He's a minister. He's worked with notable artists, including Andy Mineo, 2 Chainz, 10th Avenue North, Day 26, Tadashi, August Alsina, and Lecrae. He's with us today, along with Eric Romero and Benny Malone. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. Maybe you caught the tail end of the last segment. You can get this program in its entirety for free. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. And as you do, share this with a family member or friend. Billy, we need to hear a little from Eric Romero about how he got involved with the Broken Wings Project. Eric, how did that take place?
Well, when my wife had the conversation with Benny concerning joining her in adding the songs that my son had written before his passing, she drugged me in. She knew this was a legacy situation in memory of our son. And she knew I never really had gotten through the grieving process. So Billy has pushed me forward to be more expressive and to face what's occurred, and then have the courage to really carry on and build a legacy for our son. Mm. So my son suffered from depression and also complexities relative to heart ailments that were not recognized until his death. So it was somewhat tragic for us to face the situation in 2013 with his passing. But it seemed right when she spoke with Benny concerning her goal and her aspirations mm-hmm. concerning memorializing her son also, and then trying to see how they could make this project much more than just legacies for our son, but be a source of comfort and care for those that have gone through the same thing. Mm-hmm. That's where that really has intrigued me, and it's become now my journey also.
Billy, you have you possess a sensitivity, a grace of compassion for people, for families with mental illness. Where does that come from?
My sense of grace and compassion for people with mental illness and for their families comes, to be quite honest, Danny, when I was homeless, and we haven't really talked about my story. You know, I know you played the interview with Pastor Joel mm-hmm. Osteen, and people that were listening on the air will hear that. But during the time that I was homeless on the streets of Fifth Ward in Houston, I battled the same depression that Brandon faced. I battled suicidal thoughts. Although I grew up in the household of two pastors, and I knew the Word of God, I knew that God was a deliverer, I knew that He was a way maker, but I also, in the midst of that darkness, I gave up hope. And because I went through that myself, and because when I was homeless, I was around a bunch of other people that were on the streets of Houston that are overlooked and forgotten about, that also battled with mental illness in varying degrees, I never forgot that experience. And so when God delivered me from that and He elevated my platform and gave me a voice to be able to speak for the people that don't have a voice, instead of just preaching to the four walls of the church, I wanted to use my voice and my platform to speak for those people that nobody cares about. And that's the people that are homeless, and that's the people that are broken. And in this case, that's the people that battle with mental illness because of the stigma that's associated with that. And so, again, I'm going to keep coming back to legacy, Danny. For me, it has been and continues to be about, how can I use the fact that anybody even cares about what I have to say something that matters and that is influential for the lives of people that can't speak for themselves or that nobody wants to hear.
Would you say, Billy, and Eric and Benny chime in, would you say that those with mental illness, and I might disclose a little bit by even asking this question, but feel like they teeter between normality and insanity, and others may not really understand because they look normal, but on the inside, there's that the standing, I'll paint this picture, standing on the precipice of craziness, and yet others may not even pick it up.
Let me say this. You asked the question of whether or not people think, whether or not people teeter on the edge of normalcy and insanity because of the perception of how they look on the outside versus what they battle on the inside. I'll start, and then I'd like my teammates and partners to answer from there. I think absolutely yes. I think people struggle with that. I know, you know, as somebody who's battled with one of the things that I get now more than anything, when I travel around the world and I preach the gospel and I sing and do these concerts for these thousands of people and have the opportunity to minister, people celebrate the music, but they're moved. And I talked about this yesterday with Eric when we were at the church and I was preaching in Honolulu. People are not necessarily as moved by the music as they are by your journey. And they're not moved as much by the victory at the end as they are by the struggle of what you have to go through to overcome that and achieve that. So, yes, people don't understand from the outside the depths of the struggle. Yes, for somebody who's been through serious mental illness, and there are varying degrees of that, there's definitely a range. On the outside, you look like you're okay. There are people that we all run into contact with now on a consistent basis that may be battling with some form of mental illness, because 1 in 5 adults will face some form of mental illness. And if they never speak up about it, if they're never diagnosed, if they never make it public, you may not have a clue, and they're dying on the inside. Mm-hmm. So that's my perspective, but I'd love to hear Benny and Eric's.
Yeah, excuse me. Yes. What I would say on that is you can look at the songs that the young men wrote, and you can see, especially in one song that my son wrote that we made the video on, it's Permatrippa. And when I read the lyrics that he wrote 3 years before his psychotic break, he's already perceiving what might happen to him. Mm-hmm. You know, what have I lost my mind? Is an insanity in control? Am I on trial? And all of those things were things that didn't happen when he was 22. They happened when he was almost 25. But that is what happened. So I think their perception of not being, something is not right, is very strong.
Yes.
And yet that is totally hidden from parents, friends, teachers, others in their life who might care for them and want to offer help, or can I help you do this, or do you need to talk to someone? But they keep it in. And a lot of that may have to do with stigma. It may also just have to do with the fear of something in your mind being so wrong and you don't understand it. One of the reasons that I'm in this project really is also because I feel for the families. Yes. That was my position. You know, I wasn't the person with the mental illness. My son was. And I know how confused we were about what was going on and the treatment that we were getting and my own training as a professional counselor. And I still didn't understand psychosis, and I didn't understand it when it hit. Mm-hmm. So I want families to understand how severe the illness can be, and that there is help, there is treatment, and it works. Not always in the time frame you want it to. But
and Benny, may I also say, and how well it can be masked.
Very, very well masked. And the families can mask it too.
Yes.
So the families are not reaching for help. The individual is not reaching for help. That just allows the illness to get worse, just as any other significant illness, heart disease, diabetes, cancer. Yes, if you just ignore it, then the outcome's not going to be very good.
Completely agree with Benny's comments, and I can add a slightly different perspective. I didn't admit to my son's death to many people, and part of that was, at the time of his death, we were uncertain whether it was a suicide or if it was some other condition that existed. And we found out it was a combination of both depression as well as the misjudgment as to what medication he should be taking. And so there's a failure for parents to address and confront the realities of their own children and being willing to open up and be transparent relative to and share with others what they're going through. And I think it'd be more illustrative for other parents that have had loss if they took the time and made an effort to truly open up and share their stories. And I found that in doing so, that I'm not alone.
You talk about being, well, about not being alone. That's just an underlying sense that just swells within me as I'm listening. And I'm feeling the loneliness of someone who, Billy, as we were talking about earlier, just teetering between the precipice of normality and insanity, loneliness, and then the loneliness of families. My friend, today, this is a special day indeed, as we have Billy and Benny and Eric with us.
And Diane praying
and Diane
here by
praying
us.
In
Diane
the corner.
And we need,
we got our prayer warrior with us, Danny.
That's ministry right there.
You know
that's
it
a
is.
Wise ministry. As we come together today, my friend, as you're hearing these words, perhaps, and only you know, you and the Lord, maybe you keep things so deep within, maybe just you and your family know how at times, you know, you're just this fine person, and then something slips along the way and you wonder, wow, where did that come from? What happened? Why am I like this? And maybe a family member today is just wondering how to cope. Maybe something recently happened. When we come back from our break, Billy, Benny, and Eric, I'd like for you to speak directly to our dear listener. Mm-hmm. who may be going through something right now. In fact, I think it's part of the reason why you're here, why you're here there in Hawaii right now. I'd like for you to talk about that as well. And the ministry of song, a special song from Billy to be shared with you when we come back from this break. So stay with us, okay? We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
In addition to his professional success, Billy Dorsey is active in ministry as a volunteer outreach worship leader at Lakewood Church under Joel Osteen. He's spoken on a panel at the Potter's House with Bishop T.D. Jakes. He's appeared on Bobby Jones Gospel and Praise the Lord on the TBN Houston. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. We have in studio with us Billy Dorsey, Eric
and
Romero,
team.
Benny Malone, and praying is Diane Romero. Billy, speak to someone today who's struggling with their own illness, mental illness, that may be kept very close to the vest.
To somebody that's listening, if you are battling with mental illness and you're not telling anybody, I have long said and have been espousing even more recently that it's okay to not be okay, but it's not okay to not seek help. You do not have the strength in and of yourself to battle or to overcome mental illness. Many of the people that I've seen on drugs and alcohol, to a question that Suzanne just asked us during the break, a lot of those people were self-medicating because they thought that that would actually help to make it better or to cause the voices to stop or to cause their mind to be at peace. If this is a Christian show, so I can just say the only true peace is found in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, the only real healing comes in the remission of your sins and the acknowledgement that Jesus' stripes on his road to Calvary paid the cost for us to be and to walk in healing, to be healed and to walk in healing. But for those people that don't get to see their healing on this side of glory, seek help. Mm-hmm. Don't be ashamed to let people know that you need help. The biggest thing that affected me and drugs weren't my story. And if they were, I'd tell you, I share every other aspect of my testimony. That wasn't my story, but pride was. And pride is as powerful of a drug as anything else. My parents' door was always open to me, Danny, and I could have gone home at any of the time that I was living on the streets in Houston, but I didn't want people to see me as a failure. So that became my drug. and it kept me high on trying to avoid people's negative perception of my situation. I would say to somebody that's listening, don't let your pride or your fear of somebody judging you keep you from asking for the help that you desperately need, because there is a dark road ahead if God doesn't deliver you, if you don't get help, and there's nothing for you to be ashamed of.
And can I address families?
Yes.
What I would say to families is keep your eyes on God and one foot in front of the other. Mm. Now, in my journey, I don't know that I had my eye on God all the time, but I think God had his eye on me. Mm. I believe he keeps his promises. He was beside me, behind me, in front of me. He lifted me. And through many of those trials that we had in the first 11 years of my son's illness, we thought we were doing it on our own, but we weren't. We would have collapsed much sooner. He would not have been alive by 24, because he had 16 suicide attempts during that 11 years. Hmm. So in retrospect, when I look back, I see many places where God was stepping in. God was taking care. So don't ever give up. If you already have your faith and you feel that he's not there, I don't see him, I don't feel him, you're in a terrible place, because you have someone you love dearly who is very, very ill. And there aren't a lot of answers sometimes. And the crises come too fast for you to even contemplate. But keep your eyes on God, one foot in front of the other. And that will help you as a family, as a parent, to seek help for yourself and to be the advocate for your loved one, because the loved one may not want to seek help. The loved one may deny, because that's some of the characteristics and symptoms of the illness, that I don't have an illness. I'm not sick. You're trying to poison me. You just want to hurt me. All of those thoughts were things my son literally said, felt, lived. But if I hadn't been his advocate, when I at times didn't feel like being his advocate because of some of his behaviors, but that's where God put me. Those were the steps I had to take. And I am in a much better place now at this point in our journey, 22 years later, than I ever thought I would be.
Someone today suffering from grief, shocking grief. You know what that's like. You've gone through it. A word of comfort to that person?
Eric, you want to take that one?
You're not alone. No matter how deep it is, how low you feel, you're not alone. There's other people that have gone through this, and you're facing challenges, true, and you're facing pain. But others have gone through the same thing that you have, and it's incumbent upon you to reach out, share your stories, share your perspectives with others, because in the process of your healing, you can heal others.
Mm. When they hear, we do sometimes, we need to tell our story first, at least a little part of it, because that frees up the person who's grieving to have that awareness, I'm not alone. And then they can open up and they can talk about their grief. And talking about grief is one of the most powerful things you can do to help relieve some of that pain. So I feel at times like I have been God's hands, God's voice, his words, when I am compassionate with someone else and I'm not afraid to say my story. I can't strongly agree with Eric enough that it takes a little pain from us to tell it sometimes, but then it helps the other person release some of their pain. Yes.
And they need to see that pain to yes. free themselves to be able to share.
Billy, share with us about My Broken Wings, the song. Let's set that up and let's minister to our listeners.
Wonderful. My Broken Wings, the song, is actually the poem that Benny wrote that started this entire endeavor. It is a song that speaks initially from a place of I did not care. I didn't want to spread my wings, because when you're going through suffering, when you're going through any suffering, spiritual suffering, emotional suffering, the suffering that these sets of parents here have faced with mental illness and the loss of their family members, loved ones, you were flying when your family was complete and whole. And when you lose such a vital part of yourself, your wings are broken. But the song talks about the fact that God comes in at the end, and that he gives you the ability to fly again, gives you hope again. And the song was sung by myself in the backgrounds and Tasha Cassandra, an artist from Houston that I had the opportunity to work with. And I believe it's going to bless everybody who listens.
My Broken Wings.
Sometimes they ache.
Right,
his spirit envelops me and Tuesday. Sometimes they tremble with fear. He quiets them with reminders of his love. Power and love. Sometimes they're frozen to my side. He lifts them with his breath of life. My were strong and widespread because he made them that way. Before my wings were broken, they were tied. But when they were broken, I thought that I would never fly again. I did not care. I did not want to spread my wings. Couldn't find my purpose with making wings twisted around me. I become dust. Before my wings were broken, they were tired. But when they were broken, I thought that I would never fly again.
So he patiently whispered to me until my heart heard his voice with this promise.
Place your hope in me, and I will renew your strength. You will soar on wings like eagles.
I hear his voice and soar with joy in my heart again. In my heart again.
Billy Dorsey, someone wants to get this song. They want to buy the album, share it with someone else. How can they do that?
Either by going to our Facebook page, the Broken Wings Project on Facebook, by going to our website, which has links to the retail purchases, and on iTunes or everywhere that you can get digital music. The Broken Wings Project and My Broken Wings, a single, are available now for purchase.
The Broken Wings Project. When we come back from our break, you know, Billy, Benny, Eric, they're, Diane, they're in Hawaii for a purpose. We'll hear about that purpose. You might have heard a little bit about NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. That's part of it. That's a big part of it. We believe in the power of prayer. We believe in the ministry of the Holy Spirit. When we come back, a time of prayer for you, my friend, for you, for your loved ones, for your family. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, we certainly do believe in prayer. We are here ministering. We are here on the radio. We are here through the internet. We are reaching you because someone is praying. This is an answer to prayer. Yes. Some of our prayers, some of your prayers, you might not even know someone is praying for you, but indeed someone is. The Lord, the Holy Spirit is orchestrating something marvelous, and we want to speak hope and life in the name of Jesus to your life, dear one. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer, Billy Dorsey, along with Eric Romero, Benny Malone, and our, it's like a secret weapon, Diane Romero with us in studio. Billy, why are you and your team in Hawaii?
My team and I are in Hawaii right now because NAMI Hawaii and my sorority sisters, Alpha Kappa Alpha, the Lambda Chi Omega chapter of AKA, invited me initially to come and do a concert. This is my second year coming for this particular event for Minority Mental Health Awareness Month. And when I originally was booked to come do the concert, it was just going to be me. My new album, Ended in the Silence, came out in May. My thought was to focus on promoting that because it's also circling around and geared towards mental health and mental health awareness. But when we created the Broken Wings Project, part of my primary focus became, how do we get this out? Not just the album. That's only the tip of the iceberg. But the cause, the mission, the purpose. And so, again, talking about shifting my platform to be a blessing and to expand legacy, I wanted to use this as a platform instead of to launch my album, to launch the Broken Wings Project, to garner visibility for it. So we did a concert at Honolulu Christian Church, NAMI Hawaii, and AKA brought out several people to be there in the audience for us to share music and song and our story and our journey. And then also ministered at Honolulu Christian Church and at His Highest Praise International with my spiritual father, Dr. Adrian Ewan, and his family over the weekend. It was a powerful time in the Lord.
Prayer. Billy,
prayer.
Could you lead in prayer? You and Benny, pray, Eric, pray for our listeners. Again, someone may be themselves struggling, suffering from mental illness. Maybe their family. Pray for their family.
Gladly.
Could we spend a few moments doing that?
Gladly.
Please.
Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we come before you with hearts first filled with gratitude for the fact that you cared enough about us that the Bible says while we were yet sinners, you died on a cross for us. God, we thank you for your faithfulness and for your loving kindness. We thank you, God, that the Bible says it's not your will that any should perish, but that all of us would come to know you in salvation with the gift of repentance that was made possible by the shedding of your blood at Calvary. God, we thank you that we understand that the Bible says that you were wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and by your stripes we are healed, God. So for anybody that is listening right now, for anybody that may hear this right now, if you have been dealing with mental illness, if you have been dealing with any sort of illness, ailment in your body, in your mind, in your heart, emotional pain, any type of suffering that you or someone you love has been facing, God, we thank you right now that you cared enough about us to have already taken the stripes that provided our healing. We're not waiting on healing. You've already sent it. All we have to do is claim it right now in the precious name of Jesus. So God, I ask you, that everybody who hears this today that is in a place of brokenness, that you would give them the faith and the understanding to know that all they've got to do is call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Bible says that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is not just saved in terms of salvation, but it's saved in terms of healing. It's saved in terms of restoration. It's saved in terms of even an emotional or mental resurrection, God, because you can make old things new. The Bible says that that old things have passed away, and behold, all things are become new. God, somebody who's listening right now needs a new start. Somebody who's listening right now may not believe that you are still a God of healing, God, but the Bible says that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are still a God of healing. You are still the God who resurrects dead things, God. So our hopes and our dreams for our future, even for those of our children who may have suffered through mental illness, God, you seek to resurrect those things. In the case of those who are like my business partners and my family with Diane and Eric and Benny who've lost loved ones. Mm. God, we know that you are a healer. We know that you restore broken hearts. We know that you are able to repair broken wings. God, I ask you right now that if there's somebody who has given up hope, God, that you would step in into their lives and restore hope in their situation, God.
Yes, God.
Let them know that it's not what it looks like, because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that we can't see, God. Mm-hmm. It's not what it looks like right now that determines our faith in you, God, but it is our faith in you that determines what it looks like. God, let somebody start to not look at their circumstances or their situations or their illnesses or their family members that they've lost or who are battling, but instead let them do as the scripture says and look to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help comes from you, God. Be a provider, be a waymaker, be a healer, God. Be a revealer of the goodness of the work and the will that you have already established before we were ever born for our lives, because that's your will that we would prosper even as our soul prospers. This is our prayer, and we believe it to be done, for we ask it in your holy, righteous, and perfect Son, Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. How does God take the brokenness of our lives and use it to bring hope to others?
God takes the brokenness of our lives and uses it to bring hope to others by the scripture that says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. For those people who have not gone through the other side, the victory, or making it through the situations that you have already overcome, even if in the case of my teammates and my family here, where they had to suffer loss in the process of overcoming, The fact that you're sharing your testimony, the Bible says that we overcome by that. That doesn't mean you overcome by it. You've already overcome it. That's why it's your testimony. It means that the people that you're unashamed to share what you've gone through with, they have the strength and the faith to overcome. Because the Bible says faith comes by hearing. So for that person that's given up hope, they have faith. They can find faith that they can overcome what you've already overcome by you being willing to share and by them hearing your testimony of overcoming what you've been through. There are people that have heard me share that God delivered me from homelessness and mental illness, and they have faith to know that they can overcome that if they're in that situation because they heard me say that God delivered me. In the same way for Benny and Eric and Diane, as they share their journey, as they share what they've been through, there are people around the world that are thinking, as Eric has shared, that we don't want to talk about this, and I don't know what the circumstances are, so I don't want to share it. I want to keep it within our family. There may be shame and guilt and condemnation. But Danny, the Bible says there's therefore no condemnation found in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. We're not condemned. We're not guilty because we're going through something. It's not your fault that you or your child or your loved one has mental illness.
National Alliance on Mental Illness, if someone wants to get in touch, they want to access the resources, how could they do that?
If they're in Hawaii, they would do it through namihawaii.org.
NamiHawaii.org.
If they're in Houston, it's NamiGreaterHouston.org. NamiGreaterHouston.org. And if you're anywhere else in the world, it's just Nami.org.
All right. There you have it. Billy Dorsey, Eric Romero, Benny Malone, Diane. There you are, Diane. Thank you so much for being with us today. We so greatly appreciate you coming, sharing music, sharing your hearts, ministering. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Riveting stories from Billy Dorsey and team. You can find out more about them and their musics, their productions, Broken Wings on Facebook. My friend, you know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. If you haven't done so, look, hey, this is a perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your financial support, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Partners. John 1:21. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Billy Dorsey and team. Again, Broken Wings on Facebook. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave